Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. And KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Bet you didn't see this one coming. SEPTA has secured a sponsorship to restore express service on the Broad Street line for tonight's Eagles season opener. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
They were eliminated in SEPTA's first round of service cuts, but the transit agency is planning to restore Sports Express trains to the link for the Eagles opener, thanks to an $80,000 sponsorship from FanDuel.
What that means is that we'll be able to run 10 extra express trips pregame, and then postgame, we'll be able to add in a little over 10 trains postgame, which is very important.
SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the transit agency will be transporting 15 to 17,000 fans to and from the game instead of about 4,000, and fans' rides home will be free. Bush says the sponsorship deal is only in place for the Eagles opener and that for now the other SEPTA service cuts remain. Meanwhile, the judge overseeing the court challenge to the SEPTA cuts Wednesday ordered SEPTA to run express service for the Eagles game, an order that with the sponsorship SEPTA was already planning to comply with. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Two people, including a child, are in critical condition after a two-car crash involving a wrong-way driver in Spring Garden. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
It was right around 4:15 Wednesday afternoon when police say a 33-year-old man driving a white 2021 Hyundai Kona was driving southbound in the northbound lanes of Broad Street. According to officials, he ran a red light at the intersection of Broad and Wallace Streets and hit a white 2017 Toyota Camry that was going east. Both cars were badly damaged on their front ends. Fire department medics took the Hyundai driver to the hospital, and officials say his injuries were serious. A 39-year-old man riding in the Camry was taken to the hospital in stable condition. There were two other people in the Camry. The 37-year-old driver refused medical treatment, instead accompanying medics who took his 11-year-old son to the hospital. Officials say the child was critically hurt with multiple injuries. Crash investigators are looking into the incident. Vik Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The feds announced charges against a Lancaster County man who they say was behind an investment fraud scheme that caused upwards of $400 million in losses for investors. As KYW's Nigel Thompson tells us, at the center of the scheme were ATMs.
U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, David Metcalf, says since 2017, Daryl Heller of Lititz has scammed more than 2,700 people out of hundreds of millions of dollars. But he expects that number to rise as their investigation continues.
The magnitude of this offense is enormous.
Metcalf says the 55-year-old Heller scam was nationwide, but a majority of its victims were in Lancaster County and Eastern Pennsylvania. He also operated a number of companies to try to conceal his actions. One company he used to purchase the ATMs, while another operated a series of investment funds to fundraise and supposedly purchase the ATMs.
Mr. Heller told investors that he was raising money to purchase and operate these ATM machines and that they'd get a good steady rate of return. But it was all a lie.
Instead, authorities say Heller enriched himself, paid off debts from his companies, and paid off earlier investors. They say very few of the ATMs purchased were ever put into use. Heller is charged with one count of securities fraud and four counts of wire fraud. He was arrested in Lancaster Wednesday morning and remains in custody. Wayne Jacobs is the special agent in charge at the FBI field office in Philadelphia, which assisted in the case.
Fraudsters often make promises of steady or guaranteed returns, something that simply doesn't exist in legitimate investment opportunities. Bottom line, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
In Center City, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia officials provided new details about its neighborhood-centric celebration of America's 250th birthday next year. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
On the count of three, let's get ready to ring it on. 3, 2, 1.
The city's 2026 director, Michael Numis, pulled out all the stops. Every pro team mascot, local food specialties, and a room full of the city's movers and shakers at the Independence Visitor Center, all to announce the theme for next year is Ring It On. That's a reference to the replica Liberty Bells that will be placed in 20 commercial corridors citywide to make a kind of scavenger hunt to guide tourists to parts of the city beyond the historic district. Commerce Director Karen Fegley says the corridors will also get improvements like banners and planters.
We're going to use it to uplift small businesses, attract new visitors, and create a ripple effect across every participating community.
The neighborhood focus, first reported by KYW in July, includes new festivals, 250 block parties with DJs, games, and swag, and a neighborhood tour series. Mayor Parker wants the impact to outlast the year.
The legacy, if we do it right, will extend well beyond 2026.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103. 1039 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.